Next is package and shipment details. Enter information in the top half as you would a domestic shipment. In the declared value field, enter how much it costs to replace your documents. This becomes the maximum liability for FedEx if your shipment does not reach its destination. The maximum is $500 when you use a FedEx envelope or FedEx pack. Further down, in the Package Contents field, select Documents. Then, in the Document Description field, select the closest type of document you are shipping. Or, select Your Document Description, and then enter your own category. At Shipment Purpose, you always select Commercial. Although the DCRI is nonprofit, the term commercial differentiates us from a private individual. Finally, in Total Customs Value, enter the total fair market value of all items. Be careful. Some countries have limits on customs values for documents. Here are two tips. Always have this amount be at or higher than the declared value field. And always enter more than $1. We are done with the first column.